live from 50th and Capitol Avenue in the Big O. This is Mornings with Sharp and Handley on 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, and 1620 The Zone TV. Now here's Gary, Nick, and Jimmy.
Hey, well done on the music.
Figured you'd like that.
Oh my gosh.
Basketball sucked last night, so this is great. Thanks to the Huskers for
taking
care
of business. Unless you're a Celtics or a Mavs fan. But as you heard, first of all, before we get into what happened at Haymarket Park last night, which is why sports are so fantastic.
Yeah, I can't predict.
Shout out Grant Hansen. Nice call there.
Yeah.
BTN Plus. He's a journalism student. Mm-hmm. By the way, UNL, the School of Journalism, especially on the broadcasting side, this is a banger senior class. I can tell you that. There is a ton of talent in it. Good job by Grant last night. He got to call a no-hitter on BTN Plus. But watching that game last night, which, you know, after you have Tuesday night, you're like, well, it's midweek, so...
Yeah.
That what happened in Lincoln last night with Jackson, not to be confused with Sprockets, which was a great
now
SNL.
Is the time on Sprockets Bravely Dance.
Oh, my God, how great a sketch was that on SNL. That was back when they had really, really consistently banger sketches.
You had the church lady as well. Yeah, yeah.
They were supposed to make a movie for Sprockets.
Oh, please don't.
They were supposed to back then.
Oh, yeah.
That's over.
Okay.
Now it would be very, very awkward. Yeah.
So instead of the SNL sketch, Sprockets, we had Jackson Brockett pitch in last night. You remember him? A lot of people are very fond of him. I mean, going back to his days at Elkhorn South and where he has been this year. Last night in Lincoln was why sports are so great. Whether you're rooting for that team, rooting against that team, whether you have no interest, but you like sports, is the randomness that can happen. I think of all of my years of covering, well, I'll just say covering Nebraska athletics, and there have been some monumental performances, male and female, that you go, dang. That last night, the no-hitter, has to be one of the most random things that has ever occurred in Nebraska athletic history, let alone baseball, throwing a single nine-inning no-hitter for the first time in 70 years by a guy that had pitched 5 1/3 innings. That's...
Can't make it up.
That's mom and dad, boys and girls. That's why we love sports, because you never know what you're going to get, especially in a midweek. Randomness. And that was fantastic last night.
It could have rained
in a way,
day.
And this wasn't to the same level of achievement. But remember in the elimination game last year in the Big Ten tournament, that's where a lot of people realized how good Will Walsh can be when he goes a complete game shutout. So, again, in a situation where you're just hoping that you can get maybe 3 or 4 innings out of what they considered, like Jackson Brockett and what they considered Will Walsh in that game against Michigan State, an opener, not a starter, an opener.
Yeah, I mean,
this is our opener for the night.
What did he find out yesterday that he was pitching?
Yeah, you're going to be our opener. Get us a couple innings and we'll piece it together. And that was a big part of Tuesday night, of the inability of Ty Horn to get out of the first inning in what Caleb Clark did. That was obviously very, very important that he gave them some quality innings to not overly tax them. But my God, when if you're Jackson Brockett and you throw a complete game, if you throw 6 innings, you're doing that entire staff a service. And to do what he did, and you're right, because 2 years ago is where he was on my radar, and that was right after the Big Ten championship season for Nebraska. He got put in some really dicey situations as a freshman. And I remember a lot of these in the midweek games where he'd come in bases loaded, or he'd come in with runners at second and third, one out. And he would minimize everything. And it wasn't overpowering stuff, but there was a level of compete that you even saw as a freshman.
Yeah.
And this year, when we were taking inventory of the arms that they had, you thought, well, there's a guy that's had the last 2 years of his season has given you some quality outings. He's kept the ERA below 5. There are things that you could work with. And I honestly had to ask, I think it was when we were in Lincoln, I had to ask, is Jackson Brockett still with the team?
That's why
like last night, and that guy's a bum. Okay, he's pitched in some high leverage situations in his career.
He's got starts,
but there was nothing that made sense about last night. A guy who had not pitched very much midweek. Nebraska struggling in the midweek. They're playing a pretty good Kansas State team, and he strolls to the mound when he threw because I flipped the game on right at six, and I was messing around doing some other things in the house. And I'm like, whoa, they're already into the bottom of the first. Yeah. So I went and looked at the box score, and he'd thrown like six pitches. And I'm like, okay, they want to take him as long as they can.
Yeah.
But then he kept having shorter innings and was just throwing strike after strike. And I know the pitching count is starting to ratchet up, and we're into the 80s and we're into the 90s, but he's not laboring at all.
No.
There was nothing that made sense about what he did. I'm not taking away because a no-hitter is a no-hitter, and that's going to go down as one of the most impressive performances on the bump for a Nebraska pitcher. But it, again, that's why we love sports. It's so random. He threw 107 pitches. He struck out 12. They beat a team that's a top 35 RPI. Yep. They've struggled in the midweek. This guy had thrown 5 1/3. The cut you heard in the open, he wasn't even making trips.
Right.
Like, he wasn't going on weekend trips. Now he's probably, sitting in a good spot on the bus so he gets a good view of the TV when they travel up to Minneapolis.
Watch
or he has done something else. He has probably he'll pitch again next week in their final non-con game. But he may be a guy that if they get to a fourth game, here in 3 weeks or in Stillwater, Oklahoma, Jackson Brockett has said, hold on one moment. I can do that. That's fantastic. I like giddy for the kid. And I'm whether I'm rooting for Nebraska or against Nebraska, if you're a sports fan, that kind of stuff's pretty dang cool. Can we all agree?
Absolutely, it is. Right. Because
did you say he has a test this morning?
Yeah. So I reached out to our buddy Jared to see if we could get Mr. No-No on today, and unfortunately, the window that we have, he's got a test. He's got a test at 8:15 to 9:30.
I mean, I've learned school doesn't matter.
That's what I tried to tell him.
But then they got to hop on a bus right afterwards, too.
I've seen Colorado football.
But his overall path to last night, that's the beauty about whether we see a no-hitter in Major League Baseball, whether we see it in college, and you hear about not necessarily their Friday night guy or your Saturday night guy or your Sunday guy, but a midweek guy that hasn't been a midweek guy. I mean, that's the other thing is Jackson Brockett was a candidate last year. I thought he was going to be their midweek dude last year.
He hasn't been a guy at all this year.
Exactly.
It's like, is he still on the roster?
I literally had to ask them when we were in Lincoln a couple weeks back. I said,
do I need to call his parents and go,
what's up with Jackson?
Jackson's still in Lincoln?
Yeah, he's there,
right? Is he in the portal?
Is that him down there? I can't tell. But that's the cool thing about it is this is not making the travel roster. This is a guy that, you've seen, people are aware of. He's a local kid, too, so then you tie that back into it as well. But then for somebody that essentially got buried in the depth of the pitching staff, and I understand that Rob's been working with him a lot on just consistency. I mean, your typical things that you're kind of working through when it comes to not being an everyday reliable guy on a staff, usually there's going to be some control issues. Usually there's going to be maybe another pitch that at one point you were very confident with, and now all of a sudden you've lost it. It's gone sideways on you, and you're trying to find it again. And all of these things apply to Jackson, because it's not that, this is a freshman that we heard about and he finally had his moment. No, this is a guy that 2 years ago when he'd come in, you're thinking, damn, can they get him in any worse situations? And yet the guy would just scrap through it. You'd applaud him for it. He never got a lot of credit for it, but more than anything, he gave you some starts the previous 2 years where you thought at best, I remember having this conversation with you last year. When we went into that opening weekend, we thought Brockett could challenge to be the Sunday guy.
Yeah, I remember that.
It, lefty, and he had that experience. It looked like he was building up to that. And that's probably the part about last year is he was never able to take that step that they wanted to see as a staff. And then you get new leadership at the pitching coach position with Rob Childers. He wasn't someone that they completely forgot about, but he was a guy that was trying to at least make the travel roster, and that wasn't happening. And then all of a sudden, in a moment of desperation, 8 out of 8 games in 10 days, You need anybody who's thrown a ball for you, and he just happens to take advantage of the moment.
It just adds to how random but how cool it is. My man had pitched 5 1/3 innings this year.
Yeah.
Last night, he pitched 9, and he did not give up a hit to a good team. I mean, Kansas State's an NCAA team.
We're not talking about Northern Colorado here.
Yeah, this is not Iowa, who got beat by North Dakota State last night 21-14. Bison, by the way.
Bison.
They won at Kinnick Stadium, and now they won at Dwayne Banks. Is it true?
Do they own the state?
The Bison own the Hawkeyes?
They own the campus.
Talk amongst yourselves. But that's just like...
They're coming for Caitlin.
Again, I don't know. Maybe because I'm getting older and I'm sentimental. Like, I was like fired up about Big Colt coming back. And we'll talk about that in a moment. And then to see a performance like that, just like that's so cool. And it's cool for him. And then, of course, I started to dive into some of the best performances that, you know, you remember years later in Nebraska pitching history. Now, there was the combo no-hitter that Kyle Kubot started off when they played Arkansas, which, talk about randomness.
Yeah, Niederklein, Vogt, and Kubot.
But that was the first game of a doubleheader.
Yep.
So it was like, okay, we celebrated, and then we got to get ready like 30 minutes later. Got to drag the guy that just threw the no-no is out there raking the mound to get ready for the next
starter. He's tamping the mound down, yeah.
But, you know, there's
good
a
job, get to work.
There's just a complete list of Comine starts. You know, one of the best he ever had. You know, he only played 1 year in that stadium, was against Richmond in the Super when he pitched on a Friday and threw a four-hit shutout. There's another one that immediately came to mind, because I'm also looking at like the opponent. And that Arkansas team in the combo no-hitter was a really good team. Early in the 2019 season...
I know what you're talking about.
Yep. I know you might have been on the call.
I was on the call.
Okay, Nate Fisher down in Waco had a gem. He threw 8 innings.
No hit.
Didn't give up a hit. Struck out 6. Mm-hmm. He was just painting a Picasso down there. I think Nebraska ended up winning 2-1 or something.
2-0.
2-0?
Yep.
Yeah. So like those performances like pop into your mind. But I don't know if anything can top last night. Just out of the blue, didn't see it coming. That's why we love sports, because when unexpected things happen, we go, wow. And I'm happy. The call was great. It was also really cool last night because Nebraska put on the side of the hat GS.
Yeah.
I like those initials. Those are banger initials. But you know how important Greg Sharp, the voice of the Huskers, is with Nebraska baseball. And they put GS on the side of the hat. That's the first time they wore it last night. I mean,
and you make history.
You couldn't write a better script. And Nebraska needed it. Probably first and foremost, Nebraska needed that game last night after what happened the night before downtown.
What did they say, Moneyball? How can you not be romantic about baseball?
No, you can.
It's very true. No,
you can. And I can be romantic that baseball doesn't know the rules and they don't know how to interpret them. And great double play to end the game. 7-5.
I'm sure you like that. Yeah.
Well, they were going on at like the same time. Yeah.
What's happening?
You didn't eat basketball last night. Plenty of baseball.
The part about having the patches on the hat too. I don't think that escaped anyone last night. I text Ben afterwards, and I know he was emotional because you know he felt like I think a lot of people were hoping to see a historical moment that you felt that Greg should be in that seat, and unfortunately he can't right now. You bring up the 2019 game. What makes last night so special is the circumstances as well. Now, on top of the story, this story is always going to get the first and foremost the attention because of where Jackson Brockett has been, or maybe more importantly, hasn't.
Hello, been. Jackson.
Hasn't been on the bus, Brockett? On road trips.
Brockett?
I love that you brought up Sprockets too, by the way. That's just so brilliantly random. Like the midweek part, we've talked about Nebraska's struggles, so it's appropriate that you have that historical start. It wasn't a must win, but it was. You needed something in this very long stretch of games that could finally go your way. I said they would split the midweek on Monday. I didn't think that would happen last night, but the circumstances that you just needed to feel good in the midweek, and you talk about feeling good and some. So the circumstances there, I think, are fantastic. The 2019 game, what people don't remember is that was supposed to be a home weekend. That was when we had the flooding going on.
Yeah.
And so
Oh, that's right. And they got moved.
Yep. So they had to move it over to Waco. And it was essentially a last minute decision. I remember the week before saying, yeah, by the way, can you make the trip? I was scheduled to be on the call in Lincoln. Can you make the trip out to Waco? Yeah. Okay. Let's go. And remember, Nate Fisher was coming off of what had just been such an up and down career. He'd gone through Tommy John. He'd had so many different injuries. And that kid was he was a flamethrower coming out of UTAN, one of the absolute nicest kids you'd ever meet. And he finally got an opportunity to get into a starting situation in that 2019 team. That was the team, yeah, of course, that lost to Oklahoma State on that heartbreak in Oklahoma City. But you had Waldron, who was back into form too. He threw nice the night before. And I just remember, as Fisher kept going, and that was a really good offensive Baylor team. It was a really good team that he just, you noticed maybe in the fourth or fifth inning in that game of, this is different. Every spot, because he didn't have the overpowering fastball that he once did before surgery. But man, you talk about hitting spots and hitters just completely fooled. You start to watch that, and before you know it, you don't even really care. You almost want Nebraska to go three up, three down so he can get back on the mound, because you want to see how it goes. I'm glad you brought up that one, because I think a lot of people sort of forget about Nate Fisher, who technically did have a no-hitter because he left not giving up a hit, but in that ninth inning they took him out because it's a two-run ball game, and the first batter he faced, he hit. And so you bring the tying run up, and I remember they were in the 2-3-4 part of the lineup at that point, and they're like, this is awesome. We've got some rested relievers. We love what Nate has done. We really want to win this series. We're in a position to win this series before we even get to Sunday. Yeah, let's go ahead and do that. So my man, Nate Fisher, I love that you brought him up, because I thought about him last night, of another good story that was able to accomplish pretty big heights. And it was the closest that I ever seen to a combined no-hitter on the call there.
So what also told us last night is, I like to give, I'm kind of like the male version of Dr. Lore on sports radio around here. I like to give sex advice. And I've told everybody.
That. Did not have that on my bingo card, but I'm here for it.
You know, we're creating a lot of tight ends out there.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, create left-handers. What this discussion is pointing out is, if you are a left-hander and you throw a baseball, you got a chance to be really, really successful. Kyle Kubot, Nate Fisher, Jackson Brockett. I mean,
what's the common link?
I'm not on after dark. I just give it during the daylight. But whatever you can do, create yourself a tight end or a left-handed pitcher if you're going for the man. If you're going for a boy.
Yeah, remember we were talking about positioning the other day?
Hey.
So how do I get a 6'7" lefty?
Man, you're going to have your mortgage paid off by your kid.
That's right.
There you go.
That's right.
There's my advice for
your
the day.
Your son is Randy Johnson. Looks good with a mullet.
Well, I wouldn't, you know.
You don't have to encourage the mullet.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
If anybody has a chance, if you didn't already last night, if you were looking up, if you remember Jackson Brockett, if you were just looking at his bio, check out my guy's 2024 profile on Huskers.com with the little...
He's got Raleigh
he's
fingers.
He's got the curls with the goatee. Nice. It's a look. Now, he didn't have that last night. He must have cleaned it up a little bit. It's a damn good profile picture. It's a good biopic.
That was fun. Good for him. Good for Nebraska. I mean, you only got a performance on the mound, but Nebraska, what they need to do offensively, they look the part, get them on, get them over, get them in, like Silver right away. Yep. They had a lead. I mean, it all comes back to what the starter does. Mm-hmm. That's why on Friday night they play with so much confidence with Brett Sears.
Last night
they had a guy dealing, and you know what? Then they were able to work on their offense.
Yep.
I mean, they put up 8 on Kansas State last night, but they did it. They did it probably how they have to go about their business of get on and maybe take advantage of a pass ball or a wild pitch, something like that. But good win for Nebraska. Now you're wondering, because this is what you do this time of the year on the road to Omaha. You wake up in the morning and you're like, whew, thank God I woke up. You probably scramble into the bathroom. Some of you shower right away. I had this discussion the other day. I have a friend who is married, and I said, well, it's because you got daughters. And so they take up the bathroom, and he said, no, he gets out of bed and showers right away, or he showers the night before. And I'm like, well, didn't it mess up your hair? But
he goes, I shower the night before a lot.
He goes, most of the time I get up and I immediately go shower. And I'm like, oh, not me, man. It might be 5:45 and I'm jumping in the shower and we start at 6:09.
While you're eating your breakfast bar?
yeah. in the shower.
But
the
when you like do all, when you do all those things, up. Like this time of the year, college baseball fan, when your feet hit the floor, you're like, "What is the RPI?" Mm-hmm. So that's what we're here for.
Well, you had me checking Shelby Mass every morning. You didn't, but I took that cue from you, especially when you gave up on doing that because you just didn't want to be about that life anymore. That it became a habit, the coffee, and it'd be like right on Shelby Mass. So yeah, I did the same thing this morning.
Jimmy, you shower first in the morning, guy, or you dingle and dangle and drink some coffee, hang out on the lanai.
Lots of dingle and dangle on the lanai, and lots of coffee and lots of F words.
Dingle and dangling in the shower?
No, it's too much work.
Okay.
I don't want to know that. Whatever you're doing in the shower, I don't know.
Guys,
unless you're drinking a beer or brushing your teeth, which I think are pretty cool.
80%. I'm a 11 night before guys.
Yeah? Yeah. Well, you don't have any hair.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's the thing. Like,
I wash my face in the morning.
I'm night before.
I can't shower like the night before because the hair, the lack of, is going to get all. Yeah, it's going to be like, yeah. And then I don't really want to shower again in the morning. You know,
well, I don't shower.
I just throughout my life, I've been like I'm not like a double shower guy. Yeah. You know,
life
like,
I'm
also I'm also conserving water.
Yeah,
that's true.
There you go.
It's good for you.
Yeah.
The people with the water version of PETA would appreciate me.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Check the backseat.
The RPI. Creighton actually has gone up this morning.
They did. Creighton's top 50.
Creighton is 49th.
Mm-hmm.
Nebraska. Oh, let me just mention, Kansas State is 36th.
Yep. In case you're wondering.
Nebraska, which dropped a spot after losing to Creighton on Tuesday.
No, they went up a spot.
Did they go up a spot?
Yeah,
That's right.
Went up a spot. That was the thing that was so baffling.
Now, they have put themselves into the top 20.
Yeah.
They are again, nothing about the college baseball season around here, red, blue, or black, makes any sense. Nebraska baseball is 20th in the RPI.
So now I'm thinking of that conversation you had with Kendall. Kendall, come on, man. And now, after that, think about it. They went up six spots going all the way back to Tuesday in two games where they split.
Yeah.
They have gone up six spots from where they were Tuesday before that Creighton game. You go up a spot with losing to Creighton, and then you go up an additional four with the win last night against Kansas State. So here they are in the top 20. You got Duke, Vanderbilt, Coastal, Duke and Coastal especially, Mississippi State. We're talking legitimate top 25 teams that are behind Nebraska in the RPI. So I am not saying it.
Go ahead and say it. Just say it.
But it is back in the discussion.
Say it.
Because think about who they have. Now, they're going to not get
it. My man.
They're not going to get a huge boost
this weekend.
My man, you
are getting people excited.
When you're in the top 20 in the RPI at this point, when we're now in May.
Do it now.
And they've got a three-game series against Minnesota. Again, you've got to take care of business because that even one loss to Minnesota, you could win that series, feel good about where you are. You lose one game to Minnesota, you're probably sitting right back to where you were to begin the week. But if you take three from Minnesota, and then you've got Indiana coming the following weekend. Boys, there's a shot.
He's back.
They're back into the hosting discussion. Just when we thought it was dead.
Weird, weird season.
That's what a Jackson Brockett, hell, they could have won 5-4 and we'd have this conversation, but that's what a Jackson Brockett no-hit. Never mind the fact that essentially what you did to your bullpen yesterday too meant you didn't have a Wednesday game. You didn't have midweek game type of effort from your bullpen because you didn't need it yesterday because of Mr. Jackson Brockett.
Let's not forget they no-hit K-State. That's always got a warm.
That's true. Yes, you should be very excited as well.
Yeah, I mean all of you guys should be as well.
Well, not as much as you though. No.
Take that, L. Roberson. Run up the score. How's that working out for you?
Where's Michael Bishop?
Yeah.
Where's Jonathan Beasley?
Face mask, a personal foul. Should have been a first.
I drink beers with Jonathan Beasley after a Kansas State-Nebraska game here in Lincoln.
He's a good guy. If you drink beers with him, I figure he should be
okay. Just
very
random. He was sitting at our circular booth.
Oh. Nice.
Yeah, just like, hey. It was just
a spot.
Aren't you Jonathan Beasley? He's like, what's up, bro? And no. Then he goes, hey, homie, we ain't doing that today.
He didn't say, what's up, brother? Yeah.
Did he tell you or did he ask you, why did you guys stop running the ball in 2000? You guys were going to win.
Remember the snow?
No. I asked Frank Solich on the postgame show that because I was angry. I was like, Dan Alexander, Frank. Dan Alexander,
him.
It's in a blizzard. Why all of a sudden is Crouch throwing? Okay.
Frank give you a stare?
Thank God we were friends.
Sharpie, it's cold.
Do you
Let's
think
get on the bus.
The no-hitter was even better last night because it was not by a guy named Joe Smith, but a guy that has a cool name in Jackson Brockett.
Yeah, it'll be a much easier to remember.
Like Joe Smith, you're like, oh, nice no-hitter, Joe.
Yeah.
But the fact that it's
also
a Jackson
NBA career.
Brockett.
Yeah, Jax. Yeah, see?
Jackson you're doing it. Brockett.
Jackson Brockett.
That picture is amazing, by the way. Why did he shave that?
You could just get all types of different voices and personalities to recreate the final out. And the name is what's going to pop. Everyone's way of announcing. Like, you could get a Kevin Harlan. That Jackson Brockett is going to sound amazing.
No hitter, Jackson Brockett. Was, Ryan will be back with the totals right after this.
Yeah, even Denny would. But, Joe Smith. Not the same effect. That's nothing for
me. I would have gone with one of his strikeouts. I was on. That's a Brockett pocket rocket. All right.
Lineup, that is good.
The lineup.
Nick, write that down. The next time you...
I'm done. That was my last game for the season.
Really?
But not your last game forever.
Oh, because there aren't very many home games.
Yeah, right? we only do home games.
The lineup for the show brought to you by the Rooferies of John Higgins Weather Guard. Steve Sipp will stop by at 8:30. Sipp wasn't with us last week.
You okay?
I asked him in the press box on Saturday. I go, hey, did you miss us? He goes,
was I supposed to be on?
I didn't do my own show. I said, so?
We know.
Why not?
Yeah. I don't know. Seriously, that's how our conversation
All right.
Like,
well, at least he's okay.
I said,
how about those Bears?
I said, you're coming up to Council Bluffs all the time. Got an interest in this area. So I want you to stop in the studio. Got my Omaha face on. Sipple will be here at 8:30.
He's going to be here?
No, he'll be on the phone.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well,
That would have been buried.
He gets off the air at 8.
That'd be amazing.
If you've ever driven with Sipple, there's no way. He might be lucky to get out of downtown Lincoln in 30 minutes. Brian,
but he doesn't
Edwards
wear a seatbelt.
Stops by at 9:45. That's a lineup brought to you by the Rooferies at John Higgins Weather Guard. A no-hitter. First time in 70 years. A one-man no-hitter.
Yeah.
Not a combo. We're talking about a one-man no-hitter.
The way it was meant to be.
More on what Nebraska did last night against Kansas State as we roll till 10. You're always welcome to join the conversation because we're going to talk about the impact. The other huge news. This was a great day yesterday for Omaha. Mm-hmm. You had an Elkhorn South product do what he did. And then for Creighton, they get the big Kalk comes back. So 11, I can hear it now. Somebody at the Chai this morning is like practicing. You know how you pull the strings and something goes up?
Yeah. I thought you were doing the Northwestern kicker.
People on the stream can't see my hands, which is probably a good thing.
Yeah, it looked like the Northwestern kicker.
So you're practicing, okay, if I pull left, pull right at the same time, is the jersey going to be as it goes up into the rafters? But Ryan Kalkbrenner made it official yesterday. He is back with Creighton. Lots of ramifications for the good that we will discuss. Also, we tried to move away from it yesterday, but they just keep bringing us back in Boulder.
Dion, how's your
sister? Yeah. And maybe with Kalkbrenner coming back and Nebraska getting a 7-footer, are we done with additions? We're done with subtractions, but are we done with additions because the portal is closed? I feel like I should do a John Candy. It is closed.
The
Moose out front should have told you.
Yes. But in this case, the portal is closed. We will get into all that. You can join the conversation at all. I'm very curious. Do people shower right away when they get out of bed? Not a personal thing. I'm just
it's a poll question.
I feel there are people who
maybe if your house again, if your house is full of people and you gotta like fight for bathroom time.
I feel like sometimes that wakes people up too.
No, it does.
Unless you're maybe a morning workout person, obviously you're gonna delay that shower.
No.
If you got to use the restroom sometimes after a shower, you feel like you got to go right back in.
But I'm a quick shower man. There ain't no wasting time unless I'm drinking a beer or brushing my teeth or shaving, which now I shave in the shower. I don't brush my teeth anymore because,
I shave my head in the shower.
I shave. I'm like.
That's impressive.
But I can do a shower in about 4 minutes.
One song.
I'm not there to waste time.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to get in, get out, get clean.
There's some days it just feels better though, because maybe you're a little cold and man. It's nice and warm in there. You're like, I don't really want to leave.
Alexa, play Can You Feel It? All right. When the song's done, I'm out.
That's how I am.
Well, I'm frugal. I don't want my you know, my bills to go up. So I'm like,
he's going to crank the heat up in the car instead.
The 42.
Take this bucket of water.
I was like angry this morning that I couldn't roll down my windows driving to work because it was raining. Yeah. Like, dang.
You need that.
The Zone Hotline, which is brought to you by the good folks at 42 Degrees. The source by your mom's house. Every time you call into the show, that's the hotline you're on. 402-951-1620. You can always email us into the Equitable Bank inbox where they take banking personally, professionally. And how excited is old man Doug? I think old man Doug shows up at work today.
With a Colt jersey?
Yeah.
And that's he doesn't have an undershirt on.
Mm-hmm. And it's Doug, the baby blues.
Doug, if you do this, please, please send us some photographic evidence.
That'd be impressive.
See that.
He's in good shape.
Yeah. He can pull it off.
I bet there's a lot of even probably Zach Bryan is wearing his Kalkbrenner jersey again today. But there's a lot of little kids that are going to school dressed in an 11.
I think he left the powder blue one behind for that one to be retired. That was the one that he left behind.
Ooh, would you put up
the powder? Yeah, you got to go traditional red or blue or white. I almost said red.
All right, Gary at 1620thezone.com.
Handley, and okay, I'm getting this a lot lately. Nick Grimm, and God bless him, he makes sure he gets them to me, but let's not make a habit of it. He's been getting a lot of the emails for me. So it is Handley at 1620thezone.com.
One of them is the voice of gambling in Iowa. Yeah. And that's not Nick Handley.
Yes. Senior Grimm is Nick.
Is he getting upset?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I don't know. Does Nick get upset?
Nick Boss still gets emails.
Nick Grimm does. Well,
yeah, and see, wasn't he originally?
Yeah,
he
was Nick. He was Nick at 1620
The Zone. So, no, I am Handley, Handley, at 1620 The Zone.
Also on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed at Gary Sharp 1620
at Nick Handley. At Nick Handley 1620. I'm not trying to lecture, or I'm not trying to talk down on anybody. I'm just saying. I've noticed a little run lately.
Like a lecture.
You're just trying to look out for your coworker.
And Nick is nice enough to forward them to me, so I am seeing them. But I just
stresses them out.
I appreciate you reaching out.
4 days later, and they make absolutely no sense. You're like, okay.
Like what the hell were we talking about?
People are sending me their showering schedule. I don't know if I should mention their name or not. But
you brought this on yourself.
Well, I'm just curious. I mean, curiosity.
I understand that.
You know, when people shower, I will not mention this person's name, but their tweet to us is every single morning shower takes 10 minutes. You have to combo in the shower, shave and brush teeth in the shower.
Bam. Ooh, I've never brushed teeth in the shower.
That last part, hey.
Never done that.
You got to multitask. You got to save time,
that's
man.
That's true. I
mean, George Carlin said use the same brush for everything. That's what George Carlin said, not me.
Yeah.
He also said 7 words. Mm-hmm. You gotta condense. I mean, time is precious.
Yeah.
We don't have a lot of time. You get in, you get out, you get lots of things done at the same time. Multitask. You're like the juggler at the circus. Boop, yep. Boop, 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 boop. There's the razor. There's the toothbrush.
I'm very proud of myself that I can shave my head in the shower without a mirror or anything. There's a time I needed a mirror.
Now I'm sure I might make some people mad because I do a little shave and then I bang the razor on the wall.
Yeah. You don't want to get that clumped up.
Yeah,
I get it.
Exactly.
I hear you.
Those are the access points to hop into the show. This should be an interesting call on the 42 Degree The Source Hotline.
I agree.
It is Andrew. Andrew, what's on your mind?
What is going on?
What's up, my friend? How you doing?
Little pep in your step.
You've got to shower every morning because you have that like sweat skank thing on you. Then you got to get off. I mean, if you don't shower in the morning, you just reek.
Andrew, I shower at night. Guys, do I reek? Do I offend you with my odor?
I haven't smelled
you. I cannot.
That'd be weird.
I cannot be around you.
I do shower in the morning on weekends and some weeknights, but most, I would say, at least 3 out of 5 days with the schedule, I do it at night.
Don't you wake up with a little like film almost on you?
I don't inspect myself, but I know what you mean. Sometimes you get the warm sleep, and so you're sweating a little bit. Yeah, that does make me feel a little bit unsure, but that's why they have deodorant.
Well, yes, that is the man's great
and sure
great and Axe body spray. Man,
that's true. That's true.
I have.
There are ways to polish the turd, my friend.
I have a son who likes to axe himself up.
I do feel like that's a 20-year-old's game.
It very much is. There's some days he wakes up in the morning, I'm just like, sweet Jesus. You reek. But anyways, I called about.
I remember those days.
So where does this put Creighton with Kalkbrenner back in rating-wise? Would you put them in a top 10, top 20?
I don't think
top 30?
I don't think I would put them in the top 10 because you remember you still lost Baylor and Trey and you have some great unknown. But they are probably 15 to 22 in that range preseason.
I will say there's this supposedly, and you know it's all message board stuff, but they've got a pretty good class coming in that I think you'll see at least two of them start.
Ooh. On the opening day?
I think you'll see McAndrew.
Jackson McAndrew. Yes.
Yeah, McAndrew. I think you'll see him, unless he has to put weight on, start.
Well, that's not message board material. Their three freshmen coming in are dudes. I mean, that's a really good threesome that, I mean, the baby Jays of how soon they develop when you figure out their minutes, but they'll be contributors, no doubt. But McAndrew, I think, would have, because of what's ahead of him, I think he would have the best chance to start at the four.
And then I have one other question. What if a girl doesn't shower in the morning?
Jimmy?
Is that a deal breaker to you?
I gotta be careful how I answer this.
My wife smells better than I do.
Well, you know, so. I mean, I think most women shower every morning. They just don't wash their hair.
Yes.
Yep. Very true.
And say the hair is optional on that.
Yeah. Well, there's been many times my wife has said it'll be like Saturday. Yeah. She'll say, I haven't washed my hair since Thursday. Yeah.
And it takes a while, so they don't want to do it. Which I understand.
I've told her she should go with the tight fade, but you know she doesn't listen to me.
The tight fade. That's good stuff.
Yeah, fade it up.
All right.
Good conversation, well, Andrew. Have a wonderful Thursday.
Well, it's always good. You guys are great. Love your show.
Love you too, man.
Thank you, Andrew.
All right. Yeah, I think I'm not speaking for the opposite sex, but the...
I can say my wife confidently is not a night before bed shower.
Yeah, just don't wash their hair.
And Andrew's right. There are nights that I've slept. You know, you have an uneasy sleep, and you do get a little bit of the perspiration. But I feel like I took care of business enough the night before, and then I do wash my face. I obviously put on deodorant. That unless you guys are reporting to HR that I've got some type of aroma that is very unpleasant, and I haven't had that conversation with HR yet.
Ooh.
That
ooh. No.
It's coming.
If you've ever...
Oh, are you talking about that conversation, though, in general?
In my previous job, I had a young college kid who was an intern for me.
Yeah.
That was an issue, and I had to address it.
Oh.
It was a very uncomfortable conversation.
I had something similar. I didn't have to ever talk to HR, but I'll tell you about this in the break.
All right. That's what today's show is.
Because you know the person.
Yeah. That's from a no-hitter.
When we come back, again, Ryan Kalkbrenner is back. Jackson Brockett said, K-State, you out. Plus a busy, busy sports day. We're going to talk some college football as well. Sip's coming up. B. Edwards as well. Off and run on a rainy Thursday morning here in the Big O. It's Mornings with Sharp and Hanley and Jimmy on 1620 The Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.